to the Neshama world. We did Sif Tess, Sif Adul Mishaburas on Tess. So, we did some of this, let's start over again. Chav Gimel. Gilachatzah, so now the person has, we allowed him to travel with the packages on the animal, etc., by picking it up and putting it down, picking it and putting it down when the animal is walking. So that solves the problem of carrying something Daladamas Rishus HaRabim, because carrying Daladamas Rishus HaRabim requires that there should be a kira, the movement, and the hanacha, and he's preventing the animal from doing the kira and the hanacha. Now, the next step is getting it from it into the chotzer. So the case over here was, he says, if something on the animal's back, you go into the chotzer, you take off the kalim. Section Magen Avraham, Doki Koy by Behema Porta Lifnei HaPesach, Ma'arish is a rabbin, which is a yachid, which caused him a sefer aleph. So we have a problem over here. When you pause to let the animal go inside, so when you pause, that's called that's stopping. When the animal starts again and goes in, that's a new akira. So you did an akira outside of Rishus HaRabim, and then you go inside and the animal stops. You're doing a hanocha Rishus HaYochid. So you have a problem that the animal is going to do the malacha of hachnasa, which you can't have the animal doing the malacha of hachnasa. So how are we allowing this to happen? And we'll see in Sefer Aleph, when we're talking about the person carrying, that we raise this problem, that the person, when he comes, he has an item, and he comes to go inside, if he pauses, we're going to have this problem, that's considered the end of the carrying Rosh Hashanah. When he pauses, it's like a hanlocha. When he starts again, it's an akira, and then he goes inside, he's an akira, he brought it inside, and then when it gets placed inside, he's done all three steps of a malacha. So why, by behemoth, we have the same problem. So that's what the Magen Avraham suggests, that we're going to be made by the behemoth, and we have to understand what the logic behind that is, because the animal is doing a malacha for you, which is a nisad raisa. Finds this terror, it's very difficult to understand. What do you mean you're makel by a behemoth? The words we have difficulty understanding what that means. So that was the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Prima Gadam does not like the terrors. V'yesh matarotzim, some give it the following answer. The yizor lito me a behemoth take a bevoya lechotzer b'oidim halachas keshel yiti anoch al yirei a behemoth. So we're going to, when the animal pauses outside, yes, that's a hanocha. And now when he starts again to walk inside, you open the gate and you let him in. So that's an akira. But if we take it off the animal's back before the animal stops inside, so the animal's done the akira, but the person has done the hanocha. The animal has not done a hanocha. The hanocha will be when the animal stops. So when the animal stops, it's not on his back anymore. So you're taking it off. So it comes out, the problem was the animal's doing malacha for you. He's not doing a malacha because the malacha has three parts. And only did the first two, not the last one. That's one eitzah. Or alternatively, you could take away the akira. The akira, when it's on the animal's back, is the act of starting to walk, is called an akira. It's stationary, it's munach, it's placed. When the animal starts to walk, that's akira. So he takes it off from the animal's back before the animal starts to walk. So when the animal starts to walk, there's nothing on its back. Then he puts it onto the animal's back while the animal is already in motion. So that's not called an akira. So the animal did not do the akira, so that even when the animal stops inside, it's done the bringing it inside and the hanacha, but didn't do the akira. So either way, that would solve the problem. So now, the animal is doing part of a malacha. So by human beings, this arrangement is not mutter, it's aser. It's not chayev, but it's aser. So if Reuven picks up the item and then places it on Shimon, when Shimon is already in motion, then Shimon goes inside and stops. So Reuven has done the akira. Shimon has done the transfer and the hanacha. It's not mutter. But here we're allowing it. So the answer is, we have a rule that anything which by humans is patur malasur, by behema they were matur the chadchila.
So the previous, if we said it was only mutter, if it was a case in the shehechshech, but that was referring to all of the cases where I took it off and put it back on while it was moving. So it wasn't doing bracha the rest of there either. So why is it only shehechshech? Why isn't it had to do that?
Okay. So the problem with all of these rules is the rules are have exceptions. Right?
Exceptions.
What?
And exceptions.
And exceptions to exceptions, right? We'll see later on in Hilchos Behema that there are cases, there are definitely cases which Chazal did not allow it. But the issue over there is not so much the animal is somewhat, some extent it might be the person. I mean, we need the person to do something which is a hacker to remind him not to allow the animal to do a full malacha. So that might be the problem over there.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
We need the person to remember not to let the animal do a full akira movement and halacha. So we're going to Dafka mi mechayev the person to put it on and take it off. I mean, actually, if you remember, one thing we were making, the Mishabura did bring a sheet which holds we don't have to. We don't. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that the animal could stop without the person taking it off. The Rambam says he picks it up before the animal starts. So when the animal starts and there's a kira, it's not on the animal's back. Then he puts it on the animal's back when the animal is walking, and before the animal stops, he takes it off. So the animal is not done akira nor hanacha. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was that he took away the akira, and the animal did the hanacha. So we're allowing that much of a drabon we're going to allow. Currently, we're not even allowing that. So,
right, but in either case, it's still only
tell the drabon
or nothing. Right. Therefore, the behemoth should be hetter gamor.
Right, correct.
The question then is, why is it only in the case of mishehirchet, but not if you are
right? So the problem over here was we need to do a hacker that the person shouldn't come to do a malach of the rice with the animal, and this is the rice of the animal. That's part of it. You know, it's the Adam Baal Amamoinoi is a two-edged sword. It's if we don't come up with some type of heter, so he's gonna do Isurim. Right. Because if we don't make things remind him, he's just gonna the Baal Amamoinoi is just saying he's just gonna let it play out.
Things that are otherwise mother.
Right. So
is
that
it the case by the Pachas Pachas Midorams also? Is it Dafka that we're not hearing Pachas Pachas Midorams? I missed on
No, probably by the person?
Yeah.
No, that's a very common case. So that's not.
But I can do a single act of Pachas Midorams and I said they're gummer.
Correct. But Pachas Pachas Chazal did not never were mad to that. I mean never. Except over here because the person's gonna forget to stop. Afraid he's gonna forget to stop.
So outside this case, there's an
Isser of Pachas Correct. Right. Yalach Amor. Chavdal, Hem Yosu Hem Yosu Mitesu of Soyin, Shur Mishum Sabar Lekhaim, Lavachi Otsu Lefanas Min HaGolo Klau, Kosh HaKosu B'Simin Shilam and Gimel. There's a problem of a person carrying large loads on Shabbos, which you know acts as looks like he's doing a mice of chol, etc. Over here, we're not going to leave it on the animal because that's our b'lachaim. Over there, it was on the wagon. You can't take it off if it's too large because there's a tircha on that person's part. Okay,
what?
So now, if it was carrying klis kuchas, we said that which are if there are klis kuchas which are also to move. For example, the kais of makas dam, which you won't use on Shabbos because it's mos. Musim, I will be gavel the muksa machmas mias as mutter. Hana hechad the chazal the ksuya b'mona uhalchol the chazal the chasa sheim yiplo yishavru. So the idea behind muksa machmas mias, that it's mutter, is that there's machlokes in the Gemara whether machlokes mias is also or not, something which a person takes out of his mind, but due to the fact that it's repulsive, does that make the item muksa? So Rabbi Huda says yes, Rabbi Shimon says no, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon that it's not muksa. Right? But the reason why it's not muksa is because the person says, I understand that it's repulsive, but if I have other usages which I don't mind the fact that it's repulsive, I'm going to use it for that. So the person's not totally maksadas from it. He doesn't totally remove it out of his thought process to want to make it be available for use. But if what would you use it for? You'd use it as a covering or something of that sort. But over here, because it's glass, which if it falls off, it's going to break, so you wouldn't use it for that. So therefore, it comes out, you end up with, you have no das on it. You're not keeping it within your purview of use because you have no real use for it. So the kalim are muksa. So now what are we, they're clear, you can't just let them drop because they're glass. If what you're put them down onto these pillows. So are you being mevatel the pillow from hechoner, from its usage? So if the item you're putting on there is not muksa, so no, because as soon as you put it down, you can take it off. But since you're talking about something which is muksa, so you're gonna put it down on these kar muksa. So you're gonna let it down gently, and then you can't take out the kar muksas because it's particularly mechonai. That was the question. The answer is no, because you can gently tilt it off and then let it land on the ground. So it's not particularly mechonai. So he says that the reason why it's but that would limit it only to if the packages what we're dealing with are not extremely heavy, extremely large, which would make it impossible to remove the pillow from underneath. Okay, because you can tilt it off. Now, how can you tilt it off? L'chara, it's a problem. It became a bosses. Well, nesser mitam bosses lebrasser kiman shalah yolein benish mushes. Okay, so what can you do? You can shove them. You can pull out the pillow. Well, we got the kadam shiaspek the shove them kulam benacha shal yeshavra kalim. You can't do it quickly because otherwise the kalim will crash down to the ground and break. So you have to do it slowly. So if so, while you're doing it slowly, so during that time lapse that it takes to get it out, you can't use the pillow for anything else. So you mean vata mechonai. For the halki yatira chamalasas came kadeshul yia hefsed al yidei hashvira chazal were matter the isid rabbanon a bitukli mechonai to allow the person not to have the hefsed of breaking the kelim. So the person said like this, okay, if that's the logic, Sadafka Kalim, Shesh Hefsim Muruba Bashir also. So if you're dealing with Kalim, so you're taking a loss by breaking them. If you have pieces of just of a mass of glass, which you're gonna end up melting down or something of that sort with it anyway, so it's not good to you if it's a big pieces or it's broken to small pieces. You either cut into smaller pieces and use it as such anyway. So many of the pieces will end up being such a size anyway if it breaks. Also, you can't put the pillows there. So basically, mechon is a problem even if it's for a very, very temporary type amount of time. So we're only mounted because of the hefsed merubah, which doesn't apply by these pieces of glass. Chemas gemogen rum l'dino the yeshahar shein rabat l'kli mechonon fill the fishah. There's an issue being about l'kli mechonon even though it's temporary. Elo b'mokem hefsed merubah unless you have a head to hefsed merubah. So we're saying now, we're being mavat kli mechonai for hefsim meruba. So we have a case which is it's a short amount of time, and because hefsim meruba were matter. What about a long amount of time, the rest of Shabbos? Is that also going to the heter? Maybe even this heter still needs it. Should be temporary versus the whole Shabbos. So that's a discussion. Okay, so just take a look at the beginning of the Berlach of the Shamtan. Ein Rishu Baruch, Shukasavti, the Yeshu Tir Mamakim, Hefse Baruch, I feel a little after Kolonia. There's so much a matter by Hefse Baruch, even though it's been to Klima Chonor for the whole day. Who is that? Medibri Magan Aram. Because of the Magan Mishra, because of the Magan Aram says the Magan Mishra said that. Because of Shulti Gibor, Mishra Mariaz, because of Rashi Behedya. Therefore, they were mitzvah connected the Ran Ha'oisun Shehu Yechidi Bizet. Now, so we have a problem which we have to explain. It doesn't fit with the Sif. We're saying over here like this: if it's large packages, which when you put the pillows down, they're going to be put in such a way because of the weight and the width, etc. You can't pull the pillows out. So we're not going to be matter. Why not? It's Hefse Merubah because of the Tumah Kelim. And it's mitzvah klima chonoi, okay, but you told me has some rubah to klima chonoi is mutter. Well, it's because it's for the whole Shabbos, and you told me that's also mutter. We're differentiating between mitzvah klima chonoi for a temporary amount, which amounts to have some rubah by a smaller package, which takes a little bit of time to get it off, and by a larger one, which you can't get it off. But who cares? So the chara, that's gonna be the problem. Madasvina loniya karmik sosu tachas masus gedolus. The answer is how to assume the yachol for kamenachas lo yomeli the hefset because you have another eitzah so how to take away the hefset meruba then we're not matter klit mitzuklim achonet for a full Shabbos. V'imi yefshel forka, but enochanami if it was impossible to do that gently, enochanami the mutal and yachol mitzuses after masuos gedolus b'masuos gedolus. Okay. Fine. That's the approach that we're going to run. You can't do it in a case where you have an option of basically make on over a short period of time. We say, you know what, put it down, and then you'll get it off very quickly. So fine, have some rubens mutter. Masulis gedolus, we say, just let it off the animal's back very gently, and you won't have the animal break. It might take you a long time to do that. It'd be easier to put the karmic sauces down. We're not going to be mad to that, to do basically mechoner for the whole Shabbos because of that hefset merubah when you have another option, how to deal with the hefset.
But we're going to let you move out to it temporarily.
Correct. Right. Correct.
Is there a greater feature in lowering it slowly than lowering it quickly, or that it's more of a pain in the neck?
It's more pain in the neck, yeah. Now, the bottom line, the Bir Lacha says that's the Magen Aram. Karpsever Karmel Nasal Kosta Dena Din Ima Magen Aram Bezeh. The Rashi Shtu Gemara B'Shem Riaz Heim Yechidim Bezeh. He's listing as Rashi, and it's Rashi, it's in the Riaz, and it's a Magen Mishnah against the Ran. Okay, so it's three against one. Their Matar and the Ran is Asering, and that's it. So to Karmel Nasal, 1 second. There's more players over here. The Rif or Rosh or Rama or Rosh or Baran Kula Sirla this is between Mechona and Nitra Philip Mamaka has some Maruba. So now you have the Rif, the Rosh, the Ramban, and the Rashba and the Ran. So it went from being one against three to now five against three. Right? So the Kama Sama says that doesn't seem to be. Okay. Okay. Fine. Sifyud. Choshko loy bederach b'tfilin b'roish. A person that was traveling, it became dark. I mean, Shabbos is coming upon him and he's wearing tefillin. Ashesh beis medrash besodah b'choshko loy. Or he was sitting in beis medrash wearing tefillin because they wore tefillin the whole day. And their batei medrash were outside of the city. And then he realizes all of a sudden that it's Shabbos is coming and he's wearing tefillin. So leaving the tefillin there in the Beis HaMedrash was not considered a safe option because it was out and who knows what could get in there or who knows what or whom could get in there. So we're going to allow him to take it home. And he's wearing them. So he covers it with his hand. That's your gila beis until he gets home. If he can come into the city instead of going to his own home, there is a house which is immediately inside of the city boundary, inside of the wall or the air or whatever it is, which it's safe to put it there. He'd be mechuyev to stop there and place the tefillin there, as opposed to wearing it all the way home. Good. Sivkotn chav ches. Chashkolay hanu shanase ben shmoshes. It's already ben shmoshes. We have shalad lisa some beyada leveisim and they can do shabbos. He can't carry them. She can't stay there the whole time. To leave them there without him, that's a problem. It shouldn't be Zoyna Tfilin. But then Joshua Hamoy Basodim, Makam Shane Mashumer Bnei Aganovim. So he can't carry it, he can't leave it, so therefore we allowed him to wear them. Can hear Lakhamim Nasim Allah of Derek Malbashad Besoy, Asar Lakhasoisim Shayiru, Shunoiso Allah of Tfilin Bashab. So really Mikra Din, wearing tefillin on Shabbos, the rice is not a problem. It's considered a form of a adornment on the person, the same way a person can wear a bracelet or whatever that would be. You know, that's considered an adornment. So tefillin is an adornment for the person. So a person can wear tefillin on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah. Well, there's a machlokes in the Gemara where there's a mitzvah wearing tefillin on Shabbos. We pass, and there's no mitzvah wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Okay. But the mitzvah wearing tefillin also generates that tefillin are considered a pe'er, they're considered a glory to Klal Yisrael. So wearing them now becomes part of your adornment. So adornment is mutar on Shabbos. Mirayse, it's mutar, you would be allowed, you're the same way you can wear your clothing, you can wear your tefillin on Shabbos. The problem is it looks like the Chumman said not to, because you shouldn't do it l'shem mitzvah. Doing l'shem mitzvah might be a problem with al-Tosef, and then it might be considered actually a malacha, because now you're doing it. Now you're not wearing it for the dormer, you're wearing it for the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, you don't have a mitzvah if you pass in Shabbos, not on tefillin. So we don't want you wearing tefillin on Shabbos. A person wears the tefillin on Shabbos, the shem mitzvah. It's going to be more problematic. It might be considered more as mashal. The pasuk is more as mashal, then it's considered carrying. Okay, so we're going to allow him to wear tefillin, but he has to cover it with his hand. That's why if he gets the first place he gets, so where he's able to leave it there safely, without any concern for the safety of the tefillin, we're no longer going to allow you to continue to wear it. Take it off and leave it there. Yud Aleph. Okay, so a person has a pack on his back, on his shoulder, and Shabbos has arrived, and he still has his pack. So what do we do? So Chazal said, "Rotz tachtea ad beisa." He's allowed to continue carrying. Why? Because the kira was done before Shabbos. He lifted it up before Shabbos. So the malacha is a kira, bringing it, dalet amos, or bringing it inside the house, and then hanocha. He's not going to do that. He did a kira before Shabbos, so at worst he's going to have carrying it dalet amos, and then putting hanocha, or carrying it inside, and then a hanocha. It's never a full malacha. Okay, but the problem is, what happens if he stops along the way? If he stops along the way, that's considered a hanocha. Then when he starts again, that's an akira. Now he did an akira on Shabbos, and then he does a haknos, and then he does a hanochas. So that's very problematic. So if we said you have to run, but Dafka ruts, he has to run. He can't walk at a regular pace. Then there's nothing reminding him not to pause, and then if he pauses and he stops, that's a hanochas. Then when he starts again, that's an akira. And then he did an akira, the hachnos and the yochid and the hanochim, when he stops, that's the malacha deraisa. So we have to have some type of reminder, so we force him to run. The zimla koyim alavadai, the person might stop without thinking. They realize that what's what he's done. Avarot isayakir by making him run, which is not the normal thing that you do. So that's going to be a reminder that he can't stop. Okay, so now, so this allows for dealing with, there's no akir, the akir was done before Shabbos and he has not stopped. But how do you get inside the house? So he gets to his house and he unlocks his door. Well, while he's doing that, he's now, we don't want him to pause. Mishtachat the Komal, Mishas Arab, and Mishas Yachad. And if he does that, he's going to have a problem of doing Mamish and Malacha the Raisa. Once he pauses, that's a Hanacha. Then he starts again, that's an Akira. He goes inside, that's the Hanacha. He puts it down, he's Chayiv, Skila. So we don't want that. So therefore, we say Zorik lo kilachar yad dano shlobederos zrika kederos zrika gemim ksefer alachar. If he throws it in by sort of like throwing it off of his back into inside, so he doesn't carry it inside. This is the Mishabura was referencing this point over here. The Magen Rambam was asking. So by a person, we're worried about that. Why aren't we worried about by the animal? That was the question before. So that's the case that they were referring to. Okay. Mishmur Chavtes, Rot Tachtel, the Kol Kamen Omen Lefush, as long as he hasn't stopped to rest, ain't Kan Akir B'Shav, it's not called an Akira. Now, this is all talking about that from the time Shabbos started, he hasn't paused. So he's been going and going and going, so the Akira, which he's working off of, was before Shabbos. If on Shabbos he already has paused, and he's done an Akira, this is not going to work. Now, even though we're saying there was no Akira on Shabbos, because it's done before Shabbos, even so, we're going to prefer to give it to a goy or to an animal or to a chershat of a katan. It's a place where he cannot move it slowly. We're going to give precedence to the option of going pachas bachim dalad amas, but we can't do that over here because it's not a safe place. So a person is walking, he realizes he's walking, Shabbos starts, and he realizes he's walking through a bad neighborhood. We're not going to say do pachas bachim dalad amas, it's not safe for him to do that. He has to get out of there as quickly as possible. Or there's going to be places where he's going to have to go dalad amas because there are things which he can't like stop in the middle. Now, in a case where the person has paused already from before Shabbos, he doesn't have an option. This is only a case where we have another option because he didn't pause from beginning of Shabbos, from before Shabbos. He hasn't paused yet. The person already has paused on Shabbos, so then already he can't start again. That's Akira, etc. Then the only option is Pachas Pachas Nala Namas.
What if you had paused on Shabbos, but not at the end, and then you started again. So you started on Shabbos, but that wasn't even though you were carrying. So at that point, it was like Akira B'Shogeg.
Okay. So Akira B'Shogeg would not make it mutter. The question is this called a misasik? Misasik, and then there's a question: is misasik considered a malacha with a p'tur of nachayv korban, or it's not called a malacha at all? I have no awareness at all that I'm doing the malacha. That's that called, but I'm oisik in a malacha. So that's what we will see as we go along. That's going to be a very important point which has to be clarified. So, I mean, if you say that within this person's pocket, he didn't realize that that's not called an Akira, so then you have your scenario, a person's walking on Shabbos and realizes something in his pocket would be the same thing. Not done before Shabbos. So in this case would be the parallel case to the person. Maybe there are more common issues. We're not really using, very rarely, we're coming to the Shabbos running from somewhere. But on Shabbos, the person walks out, there's no area when he realizes that he has something in his pocket. Now what does he do? So we'll see. So the Mishabura, so we're going to be matur B'cholinyan. Now, B'cholinyan is not so clear what that means. So first of all, 2 points over here. You see the Mishabura, so what does it mean we don't Mishas Rab Gemura? Because we're saying the criteria which the Gemara gives for Mishas Rabim are it's 16 amas wide and it's made for the Hiluch of the Rabim. That's clear in the Gemara. Those are two criteria the Gemara gives. Definition of Shasarab, it's made for the place where people to go, and it's 16 amas wide. It comes along a Rashi and Erevin, and says, and there's 600,000 people walking on it, using this path. Okay? And Rashi adds a second condition, and the path is straight. The question is, where did Rashi get this from? So apparently there is a version of the halachas gedolus which has such a girsa in the Gemara, which we don't have that girsa in our Gemara, but he has such a girsa. So Rashi didn't make it up out of his hat. The question is, do we pass him like that? So that would you know, relieve the status of Rashi Sarabim, the Raisa, very, very much. Most streets do not have 600,000 people traveling on them. That would like make it. So the assumption of the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and Pashas the Ramah is we don't have Rishas Ram as well as that, because we do require 600,000, and we don't have that, with very few exceptions. But the Shulchan Aruch is, there are proofs both ways in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, what he holds. But there's a Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Mem Hei, which brings that, you know, even though it's so, but there are many, many Rishonim which argue in Rashi, and you're dealing with Sopik the Rai, so you should be Machmer. So, this has tremendous relevance to the idea of an Erev. The idea behind the making an Erev, which we do, only works on a Carmelist. It does not work on Rishis Rabim the Raisa. There are certain things which would work on Rishis Rabim the Raisa, but we're not doing them. So, can you make an Erev across any street which is 16 amas wide? Well, how wide is that? So there's a machloek, is the definition of how wide an amah is. It's either it's 1.5 or 2 amas long. So it's either 24 or 32 feet. If you're dealing with Suffolk and the Raisa, you say, well, but 24 feet wide, which, and any, the standard lanes are 8 feet wide, 3-lane road is 24 feet wide. So according to the Bir Halacha, Pashas the Persian cannot make an Erev around any city which has, any area which has roads which are 24 feet wide. The Minigar Elam is not like that. The Minigar Elam is to be Makel, for multiple arguments. But you see over here in the Mishabur himself, the Mishabur seems to accept Lidan Les and Rishaz Ram Gemura, that's considered, the Mishabur is accepting that is the primary way to look at an halacha. He's saying a chumra over there that a bal nefesh should be machmer, etc. But the primary way of looking at a halacha, he agrees, is that we don't have Rishas Rabim Gemara. Okay, that's point number one. Now, point number two is, she says, okay, so what do you mean in Shar B'Chalinyan? Shar B'Chalinyan means that Rosh Hashanah understands, it means you don't have to run. Right? You don't have to do pachas, pachas, and alaramas, you can just keep going. And the case was the person hadn't stopped. Right? But you don't have to run, because even if he does stop, it'd be a derabanan. So you're not, he shouldn't stop. We're not going to mount him to stop, the chachila. But if you're not going to make a gezeira that he has to run, there's a heker to remember not to stop, because if he does stop, it's only derabanan. Therefore, and we're not going to be mechayev to do pachas pachas medal aramis. We're going to allow him to go, keep going, all in a scenario where he has not stopped yet. Why must he run? There's him in the kofer. If a person doesn't run, he's just going, walking. The koy v'mama l'saka and amas apotter. There's elamikri hanocha. Now the more divergence between what's called amad lafush, a pausing to rest, which is considered a hanocha. I mean, the person says, I am no longer going, I am stopping to rest. As opposed to what's called amal l'kateif, to arrange things on your shoulder. So that's not an interruption to the travel, that's part of the travel. I'm going, I need to carry it, and I need to adjust it such a way that I can continue to carry it. That's not considered an amida. The person grapple with, most persons going to assume that stopping for a red light is considered amal l'fush. It's not really amal lafush. I'm not stopping because I want to rest. So I'm not discontinuing my travel. On the other hand, it's not something which is actively to help the carrying. It's somebody is imposing on me that I must stop. So most of the person who holds the stopping for a red light is considered the equivalent of amal lafush, and therefore if a person has stops at red light, he's got this problem. So they say, just keep, don't stop, just keep walking around. Go around and around and around. The other rates, if a person realizes something has in his pocket, the first thing you do is, you know, most people do is they stop. Because the shock, I have something in my pocket, they stop. That's the worst thing you can do, right? First thing you do is just keep going, you know? So there's a carry, you need a carry. So the fact that he's running, that reminds him that he shouldn't pause. Now, when he gets to the chotzer or the house, what you do is you should throw it in kalach yad. He turns his back to the chotzer and he throws it off of his shoulders. Again, we're going to remaster this because of this sort of Adam Balam Amoinoi. We're going to remaster him not to lose his pack with all of his things by throwing it inside. Okay, that is. Now, Yabay, let's do the Machaber. Yeshar Mim Dadavka Bechavila, he tear allows his cane, I will be Kisa. So, a Chavila is heavy. So having a person run, that's like, you know, that's what they do with the soldiers. They put, you know, 60 pounds in their back as they run. But normal human beings don't, you know, that's a hekeira not to. I might run with my keys in my pocket. That's not something which is a hacker. So if you need a hacker, by chavila you have a hacker. But by keys you don't have a hacker, so we're going to make a chayv and do pachos pachos and alarams. I will love a keys. So Yeshaman, the who did make keys. So some say that even by the case of the keys, excuse me, we're going to make all and allow you to do this act of running, etc. Okay, so that is, you know, let's do the Mishnah Berurah on that, because the Ramah starts discussing the case where a person walked out by mistake carrying something in his pocket, which really is a new case. I mean, it's a parallel case, but let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that first piece. It's heavy. It's not normal to run with such a package. Running the car doesn't solve the problem. It's not a reminder if you're carrying something very light. And Yesharman says, who did Mekisoi? So basically the way the Machaber presents it, when you have a rule, you say two Yesharmans, you pass on like the second one. So the Ikur Pesach would be that it's Mutter. Even the ones who are Mekel, obviously, if you have an option of the animal or the goy or etc., you have to use those first. So that's not available. So we're going to make it by the case of the Kis. But Mekel, Yesharman, Loi Hifsin. Relying on the Yesharman is, you can do that. Because when Ram, Shemeshu with the Baram, the Didan less than Shazaram, Kulyama, Shari Bechulinyan. Magaram says, according to the way we look at the world, it's all a karmelis. So even the first Yesharm would agree that by Kisa's Mutter. So that's for sure would be a Kula. The Bir Halacha deals with, we had it before in Sifches, that some people said this whole heter is a case of Dach Misha Hikshach Baderech. He thought he had time. But a person was Yatzim Ibeisa, some of the Chashecha, and he carried out, that's considered a Pshia, and we're not going to be Mekel. So he says, where Chazal looked at the Mishaych Shabbaderech, he's a Karv Lo'onis. That's the difference in the cases. Okay. Well, let's just, maybe we'll do the Ramah by the Mishaych Shabbaderech tomorrow. Hagah. So the Ramah. Misha Shachach B'Kisa Lo B'Shav. The person, he's not traveling, he's at home. He has his Kisa on him, he forgot that it's on him. He forgot that he, so what do you do? So Imhuba Beis, the first scenario is that it's in his house. So the problem is it's carrying muksa. So you should not carry muksa around, even on your body. You shouldn't carry muksa around. That's what we're going to assume over here. So you should drop it. Well, we're Mako, that he doesn't have to drop it here in the middle of the living room where, you know, everybody around. He can go to Imhuba Beis, Yachol Leilach Imay Lecheder Lhatira Chagurei Ulibasham Latzniyoy. He can go to a different room to drop the undo his belt, let the kiss kiss was tied around him to let it fall over there in a place we can store it safely. Now, b'himhu b'shuk, he's out in the so also the real base, so he can't bring it home. Rach matach agurish b'shuk l'noifel. He drops it over there, and that's it. Varmalen Yehudi, the shomer, he tells the goy to watch it. If the goy decides to do him a favor to bring it home, he doesn't have to stop the goy. Does the kiss which is attached to his garment get a din of muksa? Do we look at the pocket as being distinct and independent of the bag? The bag is clearly not muksa. So is the pocket considered muksa because it had the kiss inside of it, or it has the coins inside of it? So the Ramah doesn't, you know, deal with this issue of wanting to get it home, etc. And Mishabura will fill in some of the blanks. Okay, let's hold it here.